Second date update.
All right, we got David standing by. David had a great first date, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. So first of all, David, you went out with Ashley. Tell us how you met Ashley.
We actually met on Match.com. I'm a divorced single dad and kind of new to the online dating thing. It's kind of crazy to me, but that's why I was excited to run into Ashley. And she was fantastic. We had a great date. We went out to a nice dinner. Great conversation. Really, really expected a second date. I mean, thought there was no doubt that we were going to see each other again. And for whatever reason, haven't heard from her at all. Nothing at all from Ashley. No idea why. I'd really like to just find out what happened on her end and why she's, you know, not getting back to me at all.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where we come in. Let's have us give her a call. See if you can figure out what went wrong and see if you get your second date, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ashley?
It is.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from 96.3 KSCS Radio. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure.
I know. It's very odd that a radio station just calls you out of the blue. Hey, can we put you on the air? Let me tell you the reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update. And people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason never progressed to a second date. And someone called about you.
Oh, no. Okay.
do you remember going out with David? You met him on Match.com?
Oh, God. Yes. Yes.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date, and he thought things went well, and he never heard from him again, and he couldn't figure out why.
I mean, he's a really nice guy. I'm just going to come out and say it. He's super nice. He had a perm.
Like tight, curly hair perm?
Like Mr. Brady on the Brady Bunch. Like a tight, tight perm.
Okay. Now, he said you guys met on Match.com. Did you not know that before you agreed to go out with him?
His picture definitely did not have a perm. No.
Okay. Wow. Man, that's interesting.
It was really dramatic. It was like an old school, like a really legit perm. It was shocking.
Well, we have David on the other line, okay? Would it be okay if we brought him in on this conversation? This is totally up to you, but he at least wanted to say hi, and I'd like to see his thought process in getting a perm before his date with you.
Okay, sure, I guess.
David, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, David.
So the perm is that bad, huh?
Yeah, it was shocking.
You know, I got to be honest, David, I didn't even know like there would be places that could even do that anymore, because that's like a kind of a thing from like the 80s.
Listen, my son honestly convinced me to get this thing, told me it was really in style, that a lot of his friends were doing it, a lot of young people were doing it. I went with it, but I haven't been getting the reactions that I'd been hoping, honestly. So,
are you sure your son wasn't playing a joke on you?
He got one done at the same time. It's a pretty elaborate joke if he went through it and got one himself, you know?
He got one at the same time? Oh, no. Perms are not a thing. They're not cool.
I mean, is it really that bad? I mean, that's the whole reason is just the perm.
Honestly, you're so nice, but like, it was shocking. I've told everyone I know since we went on our date. I was literally like, I went on a date with a dude with a perm. Like, I've told so many people. It was really, like, I haven't seen one since I don't even know how long.
I'm telling you, my son says it's a thing. You know.
David? David, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Perm, obviously, is short for permanent, but is there any way you can, like, cut it out? I mean, or relax it or somehow? Is there anything you could do?
Well, I was thinking that. I mean, I could definitely look into that. There may be something I can do. If it's just the perm that's keeping us apart, you know, I could cut it really short. I have shaved my head before in the past. That could be something. That's an option, I guess.
Ashley, would you agree to a second date if David somehow cleaned up his haircut?
I don't think so, because I also feel like, why did he get tricked into this? It seems like a complex problem. The fact that he believed his son, like, I don't think I can do it. I'm sorry. You're so nice, David. I wish you luck, but...
Okay, you know. All right. Ashley, you're very sweet to come on the air with us this morning. Really, really appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Okay, all right. David, are you sure, like, your son did not trick you into this?
I mean, like I said, he got one too. I mean, it's pretty elaborate if he went through the whole. I mean, he's got basically the exact same hair that I do right now. I don't know why he would do it if he didn't really think it was a cool thing to do right now. I honestly think he was trying to help me out. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's just misguided too, and he gave me the wrong style info.